Norma Foley has said primary schools will adopt a practical approach over the next day or two when it comes to implementing the new requirement for children in third class and above to wear face masks. Minister Foley told the Doyle this morning this would allow schools to, quote, communicate the new measures to parents. She's in our Doyle studio. We'll talk to the minister in just a moment. But before that, let's hear Labour leader Alan Kelly. He was speaking on the issue during leaders' questions in the Doyle within the last hour.
For 20 months we've been saying, you've been saying schools are safe. It took the government 5 days to make a decision on these new mask rules, but it gave schools 16 hours. 16 hours. The communications last night arrived after 6 o'clock when principals had finished. What sort of way is that to communicate with the principals of Ireland in primary schools and boards of management who have gone through so much over the last year and three quarters in relation to dealing with this virus and trying to keep the education system going? Surely there should have been a communications process whereby principals were engaged with, unions were engaged with, but also children were engaged with. There's a huge difference from a development point of view between a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old. This can't just happen overnight, and that's what's been asked. I understand, despite questions from my colleague Anna Reardon, the Minister has now clarified that will be a couple of days' grace. But ultimately, this is mandatory. And that is fine. But the communications process around it is frankly diabolical. Principals are left this morning at school gates wondering what they're meant to do.
The Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly, was joining us from our Doyle studio, is the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. A very good afternoon to you, Minister. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Before we talk about the whole timing of this and the way that this communication has been handled, just to clarify exactly what this memo, if that's the right term for it, was that was sent out yesterday evening to schools. Was it and is it a formal circular issued by the Department of Education that has the legal backing, as it were, of that process?
Well, in the first instance, just to acknowledge that what's been put in place is on the back of the expert public health advice that's available to us. You will be aware that the Chief Medical Officer, the NPHET, have indicated that they regard the wearing of masks for children from third class.
I think we understand that, Minister. I'm sorry to cut across you, but the question was this communication last night a Department of Education circular to schools?
Yes, and if I could just confirm, it is a circular on the basis of the expert public health advice that has been offered to us. And indeed, in the education sector, we have always followed the public health advice that's available to us.
Right, but, principals are required. Sorry, just to pursue this point, principals then are required to implement then what this directive states.
If I could just clarify, we have always followed at every opportunity, the public health advice that's made available to us. And I want to confirm, Brian, because it's important for your listeners, that I think it has been the greatest assurance and reassurance for parents and for everyone in the education sector.
Yes, of course,
that
but I think principals and schools of management are wondering how they are meant to take this directive from your department. Now, I'm asking you, are they expected to follow this document and that it is a legal requirement on them?
And if I could just clarify in relation to the document is similar to previous guidelines that we've issued from the department in relation to a whole myriad of public health measures and infection prevention and control measures that are already in existence in our schools. This specific measure on foot of the recommendation of public health has issued to our schools, where we have been advising our schools that this is the advice we've received from public health. We're asking them to implement it on a short-term basis. We're also saying that schools have I suppose the opportunity and are best placed to identify the needs of their students, and where there is a child with complex needs, that will be discussed with a parent, and certification in terms of the wearing of masks will be required, and indeed children who have particular special needs or whatever, no certification will be required.
And just
required.
To help our listeners, and I'll quote from the memo, from the directive: in such circumstances, this is where school and parents agree that mask wearing is not appropriate in the case of a particular child. In such circumstances, a school may not require medical certification to provide an exemption to the wearing of face coverings. Three paragraphs earlier, it says in black lettering, in bold lettering, a medical certificate to certify that a person falls into a category listed below must be provided to the school. Now, which is it?
Well, there's a clear understanding, Brian, that mask wearing for the health and safety of children individually and collectively is recommended by public health. In the guidelines, we're stating very clearly that this is what's been asked of our student cohort, to wear the masks. However, there is a very clear recognition that there will always be exceptions. No two children are the same, and there will be particular challenges for particular children. And where those challenges are identified, where, and it explicitly says this in the guidelines, where a child is identified as having complex needs, there's an opportunity for the school to engage with the parent and work through that and work through that pathway, and no certification will be required. If there are other issues that parents are aware of and are not as obvious to the school management, and that a doctor is prepared to offer certification in relation to a particular issue that might not be obvious to the school, that can also be provided. And I just want to say
clearly, because it's not clear whether a medical certificate is required or not. Maybe yes, maybe no.
No, it is abundantly clear, Brian, that in certain instances where a school is not clear as to the needs of the child, and that would be extremely rare, because it is written in black and white, as you have identified, where a child has complex needs, there is the opportunity for engagement between parents and school. But where there is a need that is not readily obvious to the school, and it is certified by a GP, that is also acceptable. And I just want to say in the main as well, Brian, this measure is already in operation at second level. It has been widely implemented and endorsed at second level. It is regarded as a short-term measure, and it is strictly for the protection of children individually, collectively, and the school community.
So will mask wearing be required at PE, for example, in the yard during break time?
No, absolutely not. In terms of, for example, and similarly, you know, at second level, when children are on break outside, and when they are indeed a feature of second level currently, is that there are specific mask breaks worked into the school day, they will not be required. And again, Brian, I just want to take the opportunity to say...
But that's not stated, as far as I can see, in your directive.
Well, there will be, as is always the case, there will be an opportunity for a follow-up of frequently asked questions, which will be issued to the schools in relation to issues in relation to that. But I just want to say as well, Brian...
But this was issued... Sorry, Minister, this was issued last evening after 6 o'clock. This arrived in principals' email inboxes, presumably, and they were looking at this and they were asking these questions. I'm wondering, what am I meant to do when the school gates open at 8 o'clock in the morning? And you're telling them, well, we'll get back to you in due course.
No, that's not true, Brian. Schools have been given this as the guideline and recommendation that has come from public health. They have also been told that there is latitude over the coming days to implement these measures and to negotiate with them in terms of school staff, in terms of students, and in terms of parents. And I want to say very clearly, Brian, this is not the space we would like to be in. This is far from the environment that we would want for our children. But this is the reality of living with COVID, and the priority here is to protect our children and school communities, and the priority also is to ensure that our schools remain open, and parents are hugely supportive of that, and very appreciative of the efforts that are being made to continue the delivery of education.
Are you in the department, are you expecting principals to turn away children whose parents, maybe for reasons other than you've stated here, just they don't agree with the directive, but children whose parents say, my child isn't wearing a mask, are those children to be sent home?
Well, Brian, I know schools well. I have worked for a long number of years in school environments, and I know that principals and school leadership engage on an ongoing basis with parents on a variety of different issues. And if there are specific issues in relation to the mask wearing, there are a variety of pathways, as I've already outlined. But if there are other issues that are proving difficult for school management or for the individual parent, there is the opportunity to engage directly with the Department of Education, the helpline for the department is still in operation, email or whatever, and we make ourselves available. I think the priority here is to ensure that every child is in school, that education continues, and we in the department will work collaboratively with the school to ensure that
happens. Are you expecting principals to refuse a child admission if they're not wearing a mask and their parents say that they're not going to be wearing a mask?
Well, again, just to reiterate, it's not even that I expect it, because I know it's a given by school principals that they will engage directly with parents in the best interests of the child. Mm. And I have every confidence. We have seen it work seamlessly at second level. I have every confidence that we will see it work well at primary level too. And again, just to advocate and say clearly that the support is also available from the department. The priority is the safety of children. It's recommended as a public health measure, and the priority also is that education will continue.
On that, tracking and tracing for schools scrapped in October, do you accept that was a mistake?
Well, again, just in relation to that, I want to say again, that's a public health decision and a public health measure. It was also the situation in October, or prior to October, that we had hundreds, possibly even thousands of children excluded from education because they were deemed to be close contacts, and even though they had no symptoms and even though they didn't develop COVID, they were still excluded from school for over 10 days or more. And there was, and rightly so, an outcry at that time to say that that was not sustainable, that that could not continue, again mindful that the priority is to have children in school. So we have a new mechanism in place, again advocated and implemented by Public Health since Monday, which is the rollout of antigen testing in our schools, and that is operating as it should operate, and it has begun on Monday.
And just a final question about the way all of this has been communicated, particularly to children themselves and their parents. They woke up this morning to discover these this new requirement in place. It's highly sensitive. It's a very anxious time for everybody, but perhaps particularly for young children. Should they not have been communicated with and explained to in the first instance why this was happening before it was brought in?
Well, indeed, Brian, I absolutely accept this is a very difficult, a very challenging and a very anxious time for everyone in society, and most especially for our school communities and our younger children, indeed our older children. And indeed, this has been circulating since last week, and I'm aware myself of schools, for example, on foot of the CMO's letter being published last week, even in advance of the decision by Cabinet, that many children in schools from third class up were actually wearing the masks already. And it is for that reason that on foot of the decision of government that we have said there is flexibility for the schools over the coming days to socialise this where necessary, although in many instances it has already been socialised, to socialise it with the students themselves, with parents, and just to take these measures in the best interests of the public health of our children and of our school community.
Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thanks for talking to us on the programme.